This is Catherine Rafferty, a radio producer at Hudson Mohawk Magazine and advisor for Media Club at Troy Prep High School. The students are learning the basics of radio production and are going to be broadcasting their work on Hudson Mohawk Magazine. This week, the students recorded their first ever interviews on a topic very familiar to them, getting their high school education during the pandemic. Here's Treasure Urban interviewing Layla Traore.
Hello, my name is Treasure. I'm a member of the Media Club at Troy Prep High School. Today I'm with Layla. We are going to be talking about how the pandemic has affected education. So Layla, was school better in person than it is virtual?
I personally think that school is better in person because there's less distractions and you can get the help you need. And at home it's harder because after school or like the classes are over, it's harder to reach out to the teachers because there's no one to help you and like guide you to like what you need. And since they have like multiple students to reach out to, it's like not easy for the teachers as well.
How has the pandemic affected your life?
I know a lot of people would say that the pandemic has affected their life negatively, but I feel like mine, it's like it goes both ways because even though school, it made school really hard for me and I lost track of a lot of things, I feel like it helped me like become a better person because I like got to spend like have alone time and like be by myself and get to know myself better. And you know, it revealed a lot of people's true colors too. So
are you going to do hybrid learning if you have the opportunity in the fall? So basically hybrid is like where you certain days you go to school and certain days you stay home. So personally for me, I'll go to school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I stay home Thursday.
Okay, so I wish I could do that because like my mom won't allow me because I was like failing really bad. But I feel like that's going to be good too because like you get a break, but you also can come to school and like check and also like get extra help. Yeah, so yeah, I might be doing that soon too.
In the future, do you hope the pandemic dies down so that we can go back to school?
Yes, because it's going to make it easier for like everyone and like you get to like meet your friends and like, you know, it just goes back to normal.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Layla.
Thank you for having me.
Now Layla and Treasure will switch roles and Layla will ask the questions this time.
So, was school better in person or virtual?
I feel like to me, school was better in person because you had like the teachers coming around to help you and make sure that you're doing your work. But meanwhile, while you're virtual, you're talking to them through a computer, not in the same building with them where they could explain to you more of what they're talking about.
How has the pandemic affected your life?
I feel like the pandemic, it kind of affected my life and kind of did it because I still get to do a little bit more things, but at the same time, I can't go to school with my friends and hang out. So I think that it affected me kind of that also because I feel like if I was in school, my grades would have been so much better because I have the teacher assisting me and helping me. At the same time, I found my true self. And I feel like the pandemic started to show people true colors as well.
So can you get into more details about how like prevented you from like getting good grades?
I feel like when I was virtual, I have a lot of distractions around like, you know, phone, TV. I get to walk away from the computer and do what I want to do. But meanwhile, if I was in school, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't have a phone, my TV, nothing. I would have to sit there and do the work.
Okay. So are you going to do hybrid learning if you have the opportunity in the fall?
Yes, I would do hybrid. I'll go to school 3 times out of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and stay home Thursday.
Okay, so why is that better?
Okay, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is better for me to go to school on days because I actually have a ride to get to school and home. And meanwhile, if I go to school Thursday, I don't have a ride like to get to school and home. So them 3 days is better for me to go to school.
So will you agree that the pandemic has made a lot of people's life harder for school since like not everybody has a ride to go to school? So like they can like go to school some days and stay at home some days.
I feel like it did affect people's because some people have the opportunity to go to school and have a ride. And then there's some people that parents work and they don't have the chance to drop them. And I feel like if the pandemic dies down, then more people will start to go to school and not stay virtual. But some people, they choose to because their parents do not want them to go based on because nobody really knows who has COVID and who doesn't. So we just want everybody to stay safe.
Yeah, I agree. So in the future, do you hope the pandemic dies down so everybody can go back to school? Oh, I mean, you already like touched on that, but like, I don't know if you want to speak on it more.
I will say yes, because in school, in person is so much better. You have the teacher there helping you and you understand the concept better because you can ask multiple questions instead of having to type in a computer where the teacher takes a while to see it and the teacher is right there so you can ask the question and he or she can elaborate more on the topic that they were saying.
Yeah, I agree. So this is the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Please look forward to hearing more from Media Club throughout the spring.